Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on Hump Day. We're getting you all the way to the weekend. Listen, we just spent the last half hour talking about number one of today's Triple Dipper. I'm calling it the amnesty votes. Is it pandering to certain parts of his base for Biden to do what he's doing with this new executive order to get votes? Is he pandering for votes with amnesty? Then again, is he actually providing amnesty to get more voters? That's a deep concern. I think it's a real concern. I think it's legitimate. And I just told you a minute ago just a little bit of some of the stuff I've got sitting here in my stack. The city of Burlington, Vermont, right now is being sued for allowing local elections to be, you know, participated in by illegals. Why would they do that? It's a thing. And don't say it's not. The story I had on the AP a minute ago, try to downplay it. Well, it doesn't happen in big numbers. How about no numbers, please? If they're supposed to be unable to vote, then why do you want them to just, you know, sort of get by with it as long as it's not too many? All right, listen, our own Alabama Secretary of State has been on the money with this, recently making headlines as he discovered what he believes was a backdoor way for the Biden administration to begin getting voter registration in the hands of illegals, and then maybe that coincides with the fact that we have a new executive order giving amnesty to a bunch of them. I think it's a fascinating theory. I think it's probably more than a theory, but let me just go ahead and say Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen is a former state legislator. Before that, he was a former probate judge. He understands voter integrity and voter integrity issues, and he's the chief election officer for the state of Alabama now. Mr. Secretary, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Senator. Thanks for having me on once again, and congratulations on the show's success and your success. You're doing a fine job.
Well,
appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Coming up on our third anniversary, by the way, here in a few weeks. So that's hard to believe.
It's been that long, man.
I know.
Word. It just goes so fast, doesn't it?
I'm pretty sure it goes by fast, but then again, Charlene would probably say it's measured in dog years, so maybe I've been doing radio 35 years now. Who knows?
You're doing good. Keep up a good fight.
Thanks, man. Hey, listen, you issued a statement yesterday kind of matching the executive order from the Biden administration with things you've already been discovering. Give us the background and move it forward.
Yeah, it all kind of goes hand in hand from what we're seeing, right, Senator?
Yeah.
You know, what he did yesterday is just announcing clear amnesty for, you know, up to 500,000 individuals. This part of that was, you know, spouses of, you know, citizens, you know, will have a path to citizenship now. Well, they already have a path. And basically, Biden is removing that vetting system, that system for vetting these folks, just making a mockery of law and order. But it goes hand in hand with what I've been kind of yelling from the rooftops over the last month or so. Is I got a complaint from an Alabama resident, and their deceased relative, who had been dead for 2 years, received in the mail a voter registration form. And, you know, I don't think there's any systematic thing going on there, but it obviously raised alarm bells going off from a state agency and where that came from. So I said, you know, let me start digging into this. So our team dug into it. It led to one question, to another question, down a rabbit hole here. And what come to find out is that anyone who comes in contact with state Medicaid or DHR, whether they receive benefits or not, receive a voter registration form.
Wow.
So that means not legal non-citizens and even illegal aliens. And that's unacceptable. But here's the thing. Federal law, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, mandates that. And the only way we are going to reform the NVRA, which, first off, I don't think the federal government should be involved in voter registration efforts, okay? The only way we're going to do that is to get Trump back in the White House, give a GOP Senate and a GOP House of Representatives to reform the NVRA. Senator Katie Britt, Representative Gary Palmer, have the Citizenship Ballot Protection Act already teed up and ready to go. They've already introduced it. Obviously, it's not going to go anywhere, I don't think, this year because of both houses being split. But you take that and you hear that those things and you're like, oh, man, you know, and then you go back even further to March 2021 when Biden signed another executive order to weaponize, mobilize the entire federal government apparatus.
Yeah.
That turns all these federal agencies, not just federally funded state agencies that we have, all the federal agencies into voter registration agencies. And I just have a philosophical belief that those federal agencies, the federal government, at taxpayer expense, should not be acting as voter registration agencies. That should be left to the state. So those three things that I just kind of covered, and you covered as well with the mass amnesty announcement from yesterday, it's clear manipulation. And Biden is doing everything possible to fast-track illegals to becoming citizens so they can vote. Pure and simple, he's radical, he's lawless. Pure and simple.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. And I, you know, he talks about a whole-of-government approach on everything he does. And
sure.
And granted, this is a whole another conversation, but I don't think he's the one pulling all the strings and making all the decisions. But the reality is his administration goes for this whole of government approach. And so they use every tool they have in the toolbox to go attack an issue. And the idea that our state Medicaid and state DHR are having to issue voter registration and then couple that with the executive order yesterday offering amnesty to hundreds of thousands of people. And I don't think he's done. I think that if he could get away with it, he'd offer amnesty for even more.
Sure he would. And what he did yesterday is going to be a magnet, right? It's going to be a magnet for future illegal crossings at the southern border. And you mean to tell me there's going to be no fraud in that executive order and what he did yesterday? Of course it's going to be that. And you know, we need tools to verify citizenship, plain and simple. I testified to that fact before Senator Britt's Rules Committee in the U.S. Senate back in March. She asked me, did we have the tools? We don't have the tools necessary. We need to reform the NVRA to give us those tools. And, you know, I want the people of this state to have confidence in what we're doing in Alabama. We've got the paper ballots. We've got the tabulators that are not connected to the Internet. You know, we've got photo identification. We've got the other things in place now, the absentee balloting process was strengthened with SB1 as far as the applications are concerned. We're doing all these number of things to protect Alabama elections. But what we've seen from the federal government, they're acting like an arm of the Democratic Party.
Well, they absolutely are. And it's it's maddening to watch. And if we learned anything from 2020, it's that they will do whatever they can to stretch the limits and even break the laws. As necessary, and I look at this and think, I don't know if people recognize, maybe they do more now, but I think people recognize more now since COVID how much weight and authority even a local election can have in your life. And for the idea for like Burlington, Vermont to say illegals can vote in our city elections, there's no problem with that. There is a problem with that. Sure. Look what mayors and city councils could do during COVID. Do you really want illegals to have that opportunity? And it's just wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Only American citizens should be voting in our elections, city elections, county elections, state elections, federal elections. No illegal aliens should be having a say in who we elect, sending to Congress or sending to city council or local school boards. It's that simple. And we cannot give an inch on this topic, on this issue. We have got to stand strong and keep pushing back against Biden because he's definitely pushing.
Yeah, he absolutely is. His administration is going all in, man. And it also reeks of desperation right now, too. Here we are.
Sure.
Like he never thought of this amnesty thing for 3.5 years, and suddenly it's necessary in the last 5 months for the election.
No doubt about it. And you're right on. You're right on. And another thing on the fact sheet from yesterday from the White House when they were announcing this about the same time the press conference was going on. One line I want to bring to your attention says President Biden believes that securing the border is essential. Now, does anybody believe that? I mean, come on. I mean,
Does he know where the border is? I mean, that's,
I doubt it. I mean, how about protecting the American people? Okay. Let's start with that.
It's not hard. It's really not near as hard as they make it out to be. All right. Well, Mr. Secretary, we appreciate you staying on it. And if you see something else new, issue the word and we'll call you and have you on. All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all stand strong. And to all the listeners out there, make sure your neighbors are registered to vote by November 5th. It's coming.
As long as they're legal.
Absolutely. Okay. But neighbors and churches, Sunday school class members, make sure they're registered to vote. Go to alabamavotes.gov.
All right. Registered. Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I may wrap this up with some text messages. Listen, this is a big, hairy deal, y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.